Hello.
Good morning. My name is Shakita. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person requesting this call?
Yes, speaking.
Okay, I need to advise you this call be recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
I want to file my unemployment.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
424-02-4627.
And may you verify your first and last name for me, please?
Who?
May you verify your first and last name?
Miyoshi, Miyoshi, Brooks,
Yeah.
Brooks,
Your date of birth?
4/29/71,
And your mother's maiden name?
Aaron.
And your driving license or state ID number?
Alabama, five, six, 1, 3, 0, 8, 0. I'm doing this online.
You were doing.
I'm gonna do it online, or I'll talk to you.
Oh, I'm gonna help you do it now.
I'm doing it online.
Oh, you already doing it online? Okay, I was gonna help you do it because you is going once you try to submit it, it's gonna tell you an unknown area, so that's why I was just gonna go ahead and file it over the phone.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I have difficulty speaking and understanding.
Okay.
I had a stroke.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? What's the highest grade completed in school?
1 year of college.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card takes additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Chicken.
And who are you banking with?
Legacy.
It's a bank you can walk into. Okay. And then routing number.
2-6-2-0-8-6-5-6-1.
2-6-2-0-8-6-5-6-1. And the account number?
7507202210.
7507202210. And a good and your mailing address?
2312 6th place northwest.
Okay, you say
2312 6th place northwest.
6th place northwest. What city?
Center Point.
And a zip code?
35215.
You said Central Point? Is the resident address different from the above mailing address?
Who?
Is the resident address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay. And a good contact phone number?
205-706-3721.
205-706-3721.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? We have 108 North Ridge Circle, 1325 10th Street,
924 Longview Circle.
Okay, we have 612 27th Street Southwest, 809 North 9th Street, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
23126 Place.
No, that's to verify your identity. I'm asking you the question.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so you never been associated with none of those addresses?
Which are Longview Circle.
Okay.
924 Longview Circle.
Okay. Question two. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? We have Exclusive Enesis, Nail Spectrum, Put In Bay Outfitters, The Children's Hospital, or none of the above?
Children's Hospital.
Question three. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? We have a 1991 Jeep Cherokee, a 1990 Plymouth Grand Voyager, a 2000 Metbush Diamante, a 2001 Toyota Mr. 2 Spider, or have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Never been associated.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or a federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification instead of Trade Readjustment Allowance?
No.
And when was the last day you worked?
Right.
December the 9th?
Uh-huh.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No. Part-time.
And what's the reason?
Part-time. I get a check. Disability check. So I can work no more than 1,300 some dollars a month.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Say what?
Have you applied for or are receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or received any work compensation due to a work-related injury?
In the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Twenty.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you accept?
$10.50.
Do you attend work with a union?
No.
Did your employee give you a date to return back to work?
No. January the 9th.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
We breaking to I work for the student at UAB, so we breaking to January the 9th.
Okay, and what was your job title?
Cashier.
And what's the name of the company?
UAB. Sodexo is the name of the company. But
Sodexo Operation LLC?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What city or state was this work performed in?
Birmingham.
And when was your employee start date when you first started working with them?
January the 17th.
What
you
year?
Said I started?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You said January the 17th? What year?
What did you say?
What year?
2022.
Okay. And what's that work phone number?
Let's see.
Two oh five 996.
Sixty-five. 6-9.
205-966-6569.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay from any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or a holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. And we are going to give you a temporary PIN. That temporary PIN number will be 2771.
27 71
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Temporary.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims due calendar weeks will begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification this week could result in lost benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Do you need to repeat that web address?
Yes.
It's 3 W's. Alabama, and it's going to be Alabama spelled all the way out.
Okay.
And if you choose to file through the telephone number you will call each week is 2052 458 2282 82. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, not through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this street, which will be Sunday, December the 18th. And you'll file every Sunday until you go back to work full time.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions leads to result in loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Do you need to repeat that number?
It'll be on the book that you sent me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Brooks, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claim Sign. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.